back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex and powered by the Sprawl RPG system. If you want to support the show, check us out on Patreon, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about us. Roll on. Green muck bubbles from the toxic canal as an air cushion hovercraft whizzes along the waterway, its operator shouting drunken obscenities at nobody in particular. After the floods during the setback, Van chose to build above the devastated land, whereas here, in Puget Sound, they instead chose to incorporate it, envisioning a Venetian city of canals, hydropower, and beautiful gardens. That ideal quickly vanished as the canals became stinking streams of sewage and industrial waste, and the waterways became quick means of transport for miscreants looking to avoid unwanted attention. Still, many people live their lives here, and we see a few such people huddling outside the entrance of an old warehouse that has been converted into a multi-faith chapel. Today, the chapel is being used by the Passing Angel Axiom, the ever-growing group building around the belief the recent blackouts are divine in origin. After recounting some of their favorite tales of humanity's hubris, Icarus, Faust, Babel, the space elevator, the sermon ends. Most people begin filing out the front door, but a dozen or so move into a side room and gather in chairs in a circle. A woman with pale skin, a loose bun, and a mousy demeanor begins to speak. "Thank you all for joining me today. Most of you know me already, but for those who don't, my name is Octa Quinley. I am a third-level Emerald Adjutant. All of you have proven devout and pious individuals. The other adjutants and I feel you may soon be ready to join us as adjutants and learn more of the world's secrets. However, you first must be tested. To begin, I will have you introduce yourself. Tell us what has brought you here to the church, what gives you and drives your belief, and if you could have any one superpower, what superpower would you choose?"
Oh, no.
I like how seriously she said it, too.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lex. I came here because I saw one of the blue angels. I saw it. It was right in front of me. I totally saw it. And so I decided to come here and... Sorry, I'm a little nervous. What was your other question?
If you could have any superpower, what superpower would you choose?
Oh, invisibility for sure.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you.
Yeah. Yay, we all clap.
Schubert, could you give us a physical description of Lex as well?
Kind of like a short, bald, kind of tomboy. She's got like tattoos going up her neck and stuff. She's wearing like some robe kind of attire, trying to fit into the Passing Angel Axiom.
"Hey, I'm Dandelion, and I haven't seen the blue creatures before, but I want to believe, and I'm here to find out what the truth is, just like my daddy did. And I want to fly."
Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thanks.
Dandelion's description is kind of ambiguous. Long hair, very hippie-like, actually. So it has like big round like pink shades on. And then just some scrapped together clothes, lots of patchwork.
Cool.
Bogdan is a late 20s, very pale white guy, brown eyes, lots of moles on his face. He kind of sits hunched, like bad posture. And he goes, my name is Bogdan. I just heard about this whole thing at work. A customer told me things about myself that people shouldn't know, like private stuff. So like, I would like to have probably two superpowers. One of them would be that they don't know those things. And the other one would be like, if I could turn my skin into like metal, really hard metal.
Octa nods very encouragingly through all of that. Very supportive. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks. Bogdan. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. So
I really want to meet this character. Yeah.
This is the guy. He's just been standing by the like coffee machine and eating the donuts while everyone has been talking. Kind of an older gentleman with a big old gut, losing his hair and definitely wearing sandals.
You'll fit in just fine.
Yeah. And then he's got actually like a cyber tattoo. So it's all like flickering and stuff like that. But it's like very faded and old.
I'd get one of those.
Yeah, totally. Hey guys, BBB here, and people call me Triple B, and I've totally seen those blue guys. They're like blue and guys, and the donuts are free, right?
Help yourself.
Oh, thanks. I mean, if I could be any superpower, I'd be invisible. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the worst.
I don't say thank you.
Bogdan says thank you.
You kind of like ripped off and stole my thing.
And I just give you a big old whack on the back. Ow. Oh my God. Hey man, there's room for all of us in there.
In the locker room.
Yeah, you get it.
Oh no.
The rest of the, there's about 12 people in this room total, and they all do their similar introductions. A lot of invisibility, actually. And eventually Octa excuses herself and heads into another room. And you guys have maybe 5-10 minutes here where some of the people are separating into groups and chatting amongst themselves. And anything anybody wants to do in this moment of quiet?
Dandelion wants to get like a group hug going on for support. So right now he's just hugging himself and hoping others join in.
Oh, wow. 7 people are into it.
Holy smokes.
Bogdan feels like this is what he should be participating in if he's coming to a thing like this. So he will join the group hug, but he's...
Let us all say thanks to the blue beings.
Which ones?
Thank you.
Hey, man, I think anybody who gives me these donuts are great.
Excuse me.
Wish you're invisible.
But I'm not silent.
A lot of people are talking about blue things, blue people. What is that?
I mean, isn't that why we're all here? Because I saw... like a blue angel, like last week, and like it was just standing there, and like it was shimmering. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you say to it?
I said like, go away, because it like freaked me out. So I just, you know, told it to get lost.
Hey, man, next time you just fucking shock him right in the mouth. That's what I think.
Why are you here?
I'm supporting this guy.
Bogdan asks Dandelion as well, did you see a blue
person? No, I haven't seen one yet. One day I hope to, and I will embrace it.
My person was just wearing corduroy.
Were they blue?
No. They ordered an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, no, started talking to
that's,
you?
That, no, that's what I did with my... I tried to embrace it. Yeah.
That's the right thing to do.
One of the other people in the room kind of sidles into your guys' conversation a little bit and says, "Oh, what do you guys think they want? Why are they here?"
They just want to love us, man.
That's not what I hear.
What have you heard?
What do you hear?
Well, I mean, they've been messing with all our stuff. They're here to punish us. They shut down our systems and destroy our infrastructure, and everything's going to go to chaos.
Hey, man, they just need to hit the reboot button. Reset all of life. Let us begin
again.
Doesn't
that scare you?
Nah.
I've had a good run.
Have you?
I'm a little bit nervous about that, actually.
Excuse me, have you seen one of the angels?
No, but my cousin's brother did.
Your cousin?
Yeah, that'd just be your cousin.
Well, they don't see it that way.
It's really complicated. Yeah, no, I have seen them, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what to think, man.
Is that what are we supposed to see them? Is that a thing that we have to do?
Only the lucky get to see them.
Yeah. Oh, I thought like most of you guys had
seen. I haven't seen one yet. I'm on
I did. Yeah, for sure. He was skinny or fat. I don't remember. Definitely tall though.
I'm kind of starting to, guys, I'm kind of starting to think that like maybe Triple B is like just here for like the donuts and like, I don't know.
They aren't really great. You know, Triple B, if you would like good donuts, the cafe that I work at, they're pretty good. They're the cake donut kind.
Oh, shit. Yeah. They're free?
No.
Dude, wait till after 10.
Well, if you could hook me up, dude, that'd be great.
I'm just saying, like, I think this place should just be for, like, the true believers, like, of which I am one.
Hey, man, so. BBB saw one.
Yeah.
Socked it right in the mouth.
It kind of sounds...
I thought about it, but he got away too fast. He was, like... really fast for a fat guy or a skinny dude? I don't remember. But he got away.
I gotta say, it kind of sounds like you're gatekeeping a little bit. I mean, can't we learn to see the birds?
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 That's what they are, right?
Oh, angels.
They're like...
they're angels.
Bluebirds, I thought you said.
I mean, they're whatever you want them to be, my man. And I pat you on the back.
I show him a drawing of what people have told me they saw.
Yeah, no, that's like exactly what I saw.
Yeah, he's glowing blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Tall.
Yeah, totally. He was a little bit bigger, though, I think.
A little rounder in the tummy.
Yeah.
It's a nice sketchbook.
Thank you. There's like peace signs all around him and stuff.
Where are you guys going after this? Because, like, you guys...
I'm going Blue Angel hunting.
Oh.
He has, like, binoculars around his neck and stuff. And he's going to go up on, like, a high rise or something.
Oh, man, you going to hunt one? That's crazy.
Hunt's a bad word. I'm trying to spot one.
That sounds really exciting. Do you have, like, a place where you're living?
After a while, the door opens again and Octa walks back out. She walks up to a few of the other people in the room and reaches out a hand and shakes their hand and thanks them for coming and asks them to leave until there's just five people left. The four people at this table and one other person who I'm going to roll for now to see what his deal is.
Bogdan nervously wipes his hands on his pants.
I'm just like kind of flipping up my like robe, trying to cover my tattoos.
Are we supposed to have robes like that?
Did you make that robe?
Yeah. So I made this one myself because like I saw that the adjutants have them. So I thought maybe I could like impress them because like I've always been told like dress for the job you want.
Oh boy. So. There's the four of you and one other guy, and he is short. He has just a filthy baseball hat on. It looks like he found it on the street or it's just been there for ages of a team that you're not even sure where it's from. And he looks just really sad. He's looking down at his phone and just kind of typing at it and looking like he doesn't want to be here at all.
Were we allowed to bring our phone in here?
It wasn't specifically specified, but... Octa says, thank you five for coming here today and sharing with us. It's really important. We think you, oh my God, I don't know why, but Jake doesn't know why, but
maybe she didn't hear our conversation.
Oh, she definitely did not.
But there is one more test before you will be allowed to join our ranks. The nature of the task may seem simple, but do not be complacent, for it will test your resolve, test your devotion. You must deliver a package to a certain individual. We'll provide you with the QuickBox credentials you'll need, but the rest is up to you. The territory here is lousy with blackguards and gangers, so keep your wits about you. And she pulls from her robes a small cardboard box, about a foot by a foot, and writes down an address for you and says, return here when you're done and we will discuss your induction.
Like all five of us are doing this?
Are we all delivering to the same place?
Yes. It is a test for the five of you.
Hey, man, you want a carpool? I don't have a car.
Okay.
we could we could take my car, but I left it at work, so we got to take the bus to my car.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, you got some change? That's awesome.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning he doesn't have a bus fare.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He's assuming that that's like, you know, voluntarily giving him money for the bus.
Why don't we just take the bus there?
I was just...
Triple B looks up the actual
making
address.
A suggestion.
Like, maybe we could get like a private like Uber or something.
Hey, man, I don't have the funds.
I just like, you know, okay.
You got money, I'll get in it.
This guy knows. Anyway, yeah, Triple B just looks at the actual package and the address on there.
Surprised BBB isn't like tearing into it right now. What do we got? What do we got?
Hey man, I want this free ride of donuts forever.
The address is a few hours away from here. It's actually kind of off of a lot of the main roads. It's in a disused, kind of abandoned area of the city. Like not the regular public transit routes would get there. You know, maybe a private Uber driver, as you say. You note that it is along one of the waterways. Those tend to be, like, they're pretty disused as well, but that would be another way to get there. A little too far to walk comfortably.
I mean, we could get my car. It'll be tight fit with you guys in the back, but we could do that. And I think that'll work. So we take the bus, right? We can spot you, Triple B, don't worry.
Nice.
Okay, I had to throw away all my worldly possessions, so...
You didn't have to do that.
I thought I had to, so I did that. So if you could spot me, that would also be great.
Yeah, man, money is good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So we pay bus fare for these guys to get to my work.
As soon as Lex gets outside, she puts on like a wig, like a purple wig. Cool. Is wearing that now.
That's pretty radical.
Thanks. I like wearing it when I'm outside.
I'm going to give each of you an intel, a gear, and a contact.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Giving me too much power.
I don't think Triple B has gear, but okay.
Never had a gear card before.
I just said I gave away all my worldly.
You still have
I have
robe.
A wig and a robe.
Maybe you find something en route. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you hop on number 314.
Bogdan makes sure not to touch anything when he's on the bus.
That's wise. And head up north towards, where is it that Bogdan works?
He works at a diner cafe. It is called the Blinky Hat.
The Blinky Hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right next to a strip club.
The Blinky, nice. The Blinky Hat on 17th or the one on 8th?
On 8th.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one. On level 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Swanky. It's still next to a strip club.
It's still next to a strip club.
A swanky strip club.
A gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call them that.
Dandelion is on the bus and passing out flyers.
Oh, can I have some of those? I'll pass them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Spread the good word.
Bogdan takes a flyer and reads it. What does it say?
Passing Angel Axiom. Recruiting. Join us at Warehouse 13.
Even though we're actually not recruits yet.
They're always recruiting.
Have you felt the presence of the Blue Angels?
Feel it every morning.
Join us.
There's a few drunk old guys on the bus yelling about classic rock bands that they like, trying to drag you into the conversation. Oh, do you like Rage Quitter?
Rage Quitter.
That's a good band name.
I saw them live. It was amazing.
No, I'm not really into that kind of music. I'm more into cyber vapor goth.
Cyber vapor goth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for pansies.
That's not.
Oh, I get
nice.
In between them. And I'm like, you don't talk to this person that way. And I push the dude down.
I'm really more into like top middle radio 40.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I can respect that.
Really? He just doesn't want a confrontation now.
Hey, everyone. Sean here from the House of Bob with a limited time offer. Don't you just hate getting non-targeted, targeted relevant ads when sidewalk surfing through daily life? I know that everywhere I go, it's tiring to get the same procedurally generated Tasty Life and Kale Boat ads. But AdPopper Blue Max sent me a 60-minute free trial of their new subscription service, and I loved it. Their patented blue blinder system fits cleanly over my existing cyberware and blocks out unwanted ads. By using their subscription service, I get only the ads I want to see, all the time. It's great. For a limited time only, you can use the promo code HOUSEOFADS, that's a capital H, capital A, and zeros instead of O's, in order to get your first 90 hours of ads in high definition for free. I've been in heaven with these crisp, clear images of dice, desk organizers, and exercise equipment that will look great in my storage room and attic. Try it out today.
What is Bogdan's car situation?
It's a hatchback. It's very rusted. The tires are pretty bare on it. It's beige. He has one of those seat covers that are like the wooden beads, but it's synthetic wood.
Aren't they already?
They're peeling.
Right.
The beads are peeling because they're the veneer is coming off of them, revealing that they're just plastic underneath.
You don't have any like warrants out for you or anything, right?
No. Okay. I'm very safe.
Okay, cool.
Why? Is that a problem?
No. I mean, no. No, it's fine.
He's just wondering. Don't assume.
You guys pile into the car. It's a pretty tight fit for all of you.
But one of the seatbelts doesn't work.
No, of course, yeah.
I'll sit in the back. I feel more free back there.
You're jammed in with three. Oh, in the backpack.
Yeah.
In the trunk, yeah.
Lex checks your fuel gauge to make sure it's decently.
It's at like 2/3.
Okay, good.
Who is carrying the package?
I think Triple B had it originally, so.
Okay.
Although maybe I passed it on the bus to somebody to shove that guy.
Bogdan starts the car, and it's like, and then it turns over.
Cool. Your fifth compatriot is squished in the back with Triple B and Lex.
What was your name again?
Wilkie?
Oh, shit, you've been here the whole time.
Yeah, he's been pretty quiet looking down at his phone, but he looks over and you notice he's been kind of just looking at the package for a while. And he says, what do you think's in there?
It's like, what's in there is like our ticket to like being in the Passing Angel Axiom. So like, if we could all just like not mess this up, because I really need this.
Yeah,
to
but
work.
What do you think is in there?
It's like our hopes and dreams,
shake it,
man.
No,
Bogdan says we should shake.
No, please, guys. I just, I need this to work so badly. So if you guys could just like not shake it.
Yeah, just love the box, you guys. Just love the box.
Just caress it.
Gently. I kind of assume that they expect us to shake it.
No. No.
Why would you Triple B, you're holding it. Do you shake it?
Triple B gets his meaty hands around it and gives it a good shake.
Triple
B. Puts it up to his ear.
Don't do that.
There's only a very quiet rattle. Whatever's in there is packed pretty well with styrofoam or packing material. But there's something in there.
Maybe it's batteries.
Maybe.
You're definitely not supposed to shake it if it's batteries.
They're also supposed to put that warning label inside, exactly. Though. So it's not batteries.
Maybe that's part of the test, dude.
All right. Well, Wagner starts driving and turns on the radio. It's top middle 40.
Is it just that it's stuck on that station?
Yes.
All right. Dandelion cracks a couple glow sticks.
He also can't change the volume.
And starts raving a little.
In the back by himself?
Yeah. I'm blocking your rearview mirror with my head and stuff.
That seems bad.
Yeah, as I sway back and forth to the music. Feel that? Feel the music?
It's a douche on the rig. Featuring Pro Tip.
Oh my god.
And their hit song, well, actually.
Oh, very good. Of course that's top 40.
The route is a couple hours to get there, and you get into some of the real shady, desperate parts of town. You're driving along the street and you see just groups of thugs hanging around on various corners looking menacing. And you know you're getting pretty deep into some gang territory here.
Lex looks more and more relieved.
Oh.
She's like, oh.
That's interesting.
And eventually you actually see that there's a bit of a makeshift roadblock. There's some metal sheeting that has been pulled off of something, and it's rigged up, pointing up in the street, and you see a couple cars parked behind it. And you see four really meaty looking thugs standing in front of it, and they're smoking cigarettes and laughing at each other, and they see your car coming up and they stand and hold out a hand telling you to stop.
These guys seem nice.
Bogdan pulls up and stops, rolls his window down. Hello, we're just driving.
I have rolled for gang and I got napalm harvest.
What does that even mean?
That's the name of the gang. All right.
Do they all have burn scarring?
They all had to dip one Great. Hand in napalm.
I got blade wielding cyborg street fighters.
Whoa, oh cyborg.
So they hold out a cybered hand and they say, "This is napalm harvest territory. What are you doing here?"
We're going up the coast. We have to see my aunt.
Who's your aunt?
Hey, man.
her name's Moira.
I don't know her. Turn around.
Wait, guys.
Sorry.
One of them is twirling a blade in between their hands. Going back and forth.
But really fast.
Yeah.
All right. Dandelion's in the back trying to match it in a dance routine.
Can I know one of these guys?
If you want to use your contact card.
Oh, right. I have a contact card. Yeah. I forgot I had these. I give him a contact card and I'm like, Greg, could you just like let us through? Because like I would really appreciate it.
Oh, Lex, why do you got to blow up my spot?
Sorry. I mean.
You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Sorry.
What's his gang name?
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Fireblade. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Fireblade. I told you not to call me Greg.
Because, these are my friends, and we're just, going for rides, so, it's not a big deal.
The three other gang members are just having a hoot. They are laughing at this. And he's like, "Yeah, Greg, why don't you let your friends through? They're going to go see their aunt." Why don't you roll 2d6? We'll call it a fast talk.
7.
It seems like he kind of wants to just get you out of here so you stop making trouble for him, but he needs to look tough in front of his buddies here, so he's trying to get something from you. He's like, "Okay, well, give me 20 credits and it's fine, we'll let you through."
Oh, Greg, Fireblade, do you like have to? Because I don't.
Hey, man, I don't make the rules. There's a toll. Got to pay.
He literally made the rule.
He just made that rule.
Bogdan turns back to Wilkie and will be like, "Dude, can you please get off your phone? Do you have 20 creds?"
He looks up for a split second, says, "No."
Come on, man.
Looks back at his phone.
All right,
this is my gas.
I'll turn in my contact card and be like, "Hey, man, my parents are rich. I got this."
Whoa, you're going to get kidnapped.
I'll call them right up. They'll give me anything I want.
All right.
I cash in my contact for 20 creds.
For some rich parents.
Yeah. Yeah. My rich parents are used to bailing me out of stupid shit.
So. All right. You get a Venmo for 20 cred and you pass it over to Fireblade Greg over here. Yeah.
"Hey, man, live free."
And he's like, "Yeah, get out of here before I change my mind.
Goodbye, Greg."
I'll see you later.
Rolls his window up and drives.
Good.
Cool. I'd just like to point out that Triple B was actually quiet that whole time. He's looking straight ahead in the car, not saying anything.
He knows when not to be tough.
I'll see you at the barbecue next week.
Bring those buns I like.
Wow.
Those rolls.
Cyber buns. You
heard that.
Oh, man. Definitely not what I meant. But. You make your way past the blockade and further into napalm harvest territory.
It's okay, guys. These guys are like my friends, so. I know lots of them.
Everyone's my friend.
Because you have money.
People do ask me for a lot of favors.
I think Triple B is starting to look kind of agitated, and he's tapping his fingers on the box now.
Do you need a donut?
Do you have donuts?
Yeah. Have you been holding out on me?
I mean, I grabbed one from the meeting, so.
Hey, man, my parents are rich.
We could get all kinds of donuts later.
Just, you know, I got low blood sugar, so that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, here.
You turn the corner and you see a big black SUV parked on the street, and you see four men dressed in black with submachine guns at their side. And two of them are dragging a unconscious person in towards the van. The other two of them that are not dragging see you coming and they walk into the street.
Lex hides behind Triple B.
Bogdan slowly stops the car, like quite far away from them.
Yeah.
And like ducks down so that he's like behind the steering wheel, watches them. Probably they're coming up to the car.
They start heading towards
the
car.
And he's like, just like kind of shaking. And he's like, guys, I don't think that this is what I thought would happen today.
maybe this is who we're supposed to deliver this package to.
Is this the address?
No.
We are nowhere near my aunt's house yet. I mean, the place we're supposed to go. Bogdan rolls down the window as they come up.
You guys are in the wrong part of town.
I'm just cowering under the in the like seat well.
You guys don't look like you're meant to be here.
Hey, man. Strangers are just friends I don't know yet.
Stranger, just an enemy I haven't put a bullet in yet. And his friend high fives him.
To these guys. Oh my god. Aside from winning personalities, do these guys have any like identifying?
Yeah, exactly what I was about to ask as well.
You can maybe roll an assess, I guess.
They're not Napalm Harvest though.
No, doesn't look like it.
Bogdan will try rolling an edge.
Sure.
Five.
Oh man. You have no idea who these people are. And they say people who walk around where they aren't supposed to be, sometimes they see things they weren't supposed to see, you hear? And he starts drawing his weapon.
All right, I play my gear card.
Yeah.
not for a gun or anything.
Dandelion pulls out like a newsie.
My parents bought me this.
It's my 18th birthday present.
He does pull out this super fancy, like, rich person phone, though.
Okay.
He just starts hitting the record button on his thing. He's like, hey, look at all these people out here. I don't know what they're doing kidnapping this guy. Be a shame if this went up on the net, though. I'm just trying to blackmail them.
Yeah. I just don't know why they wouldn't just shoot you.
Because he's my fingers on like the on the upload.
You're live
button.
Streaming it right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. I like that. Yeah. This is going out to all my buddies.
He like fixes his hair and puts the gun at his side into the holster on his belt. And he's like, oh, that's a nice phone. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I told you, you're going to get kidnapped here.
Not the first time. Hey, man, we're just cruising. We're just looking for some fun, you know, spreading the peace.
Tell him you're with the Passing Angel Axiom.
Bogdan slams on the gas.
Hey! Let's do a driving check to see if you avoid the
hail of bullets.
Oh no.
Drive as a witch.
Let's do Act Under Pressure, which is cool.
Oh, that's an 8.
All right, so you slam on the gas and then they shout after you and fire. A couple bullets crash into the back of your car and glass shatters forward into the back seats.
Oh, Dandelion's in the back.
Dandelion, yeah.
Fortunately, you don't get hit by any bullets or anything, but how do you feel about that? This maybe has not gone the way you guys thought this mission was going to, this test was going to go.
It's all right, guys. Like, I get shot at all the time around here. So, like, let's just keep going on with the mission.
Yeah, adversity just makes us stronger.
Exactly.
I think I want to use an intel card.
Okay.
And maybe I'm like, hey, I know that corner. Just turn over here for a shortcut.
BBB actually apparently knows a little bit about this area and directs Bogdan to go down that particular side street, shaving 20 minutes off of your time.
You're welcome. Oh,
that's a good road. Yeah.
The destination is a movie theater with a homeless magnet.
That's the movie?
No, that's the modifier or qualifier for the building.
Oh, so there's just a lot of
transients.
A movie theater where a bunch of transients hang out.
I see.
Gotcha.
I thought that you were saying that was a movie playing.
Almost dang it, too.
Bogdan pulls the handbrake on the car so it doesn't roll away.
Mm-hmm.
He looks back and forth up and down the street. He's like, guys, I'm getting this weird feeling that like everybody we've met today are all part of this angel thing. It's really kind of freaking me out.
Well, maybe the angels are testing.
I don't think Greg's part of the angel thing. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like he would have mentioned it.
Maybe inadvertently. Maybe he's just doing their work without knowing it.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Bogdan reaches under the seat of his car and pulls out one of those steering wheel clubs that are meant to keep your car from getting stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to take it with him.
As a club.
As a club.
Oh, wow.
Into the movie theater.
I thought you were going to actually do it.
No. Even transients don't want this car.
Aw. Triple B would take the car. I mean, if you're offering.
This theater looks pretty nice. I might hang out here later. I don't know if you guys...
We're hanging out here now.
Maybe we can get these guys to join up. You got to go with those flyers?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you walk into the lobby of the theater and there's little groups of huddled, disenfranchised people. You know, there's barrel fires in the lobby of this movie theater where they're hanging out. And you see there's like a bulletproof glass ticketing booth where there's a bored looking woman sitting behind. And then, you know, the few movie theaters beyond.
Triple B's going to check the name on the package.
It is Henry Jericho.
BBB is going to knock on the screen there.
Yep.
Hey there, miss. We got this package for Henry Jericho.
That's not me.
It might be like Jericho Henry. Like, is there a comma?
He checks it. Nope.
She rolls her eyes a little bit and then says, Henry is a projectionist. He's in theater 3.
So like, and he just shrugs at her.
I mean, I can't open the theater door unless you buy a ticket.
Dandelion, could you maybe like get us some tickets for theater 3?
And
maybe?
I'd love some popcorn. Yeah, we gotta go all out.
Yeah, man, what movie are they playing?
Transient 2 or whatever.
Almost Magnet. One Magnet.
I haven't seen the first
100 homes.
One Magnet.
Yeah, who will win? In a world.
The future.
I guess battle royales are still popular.
Yeah,
totally. It's gotten a lot simpler, though.
Yeah. They're not even trying to have a narrative.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So we got to the tickets.
Yeah.
You got the tickets, right?
I guess. I don't have my Intel card anymore or contact card.
Your monies?
So I don't know if... Can I just call him up again?
Establishing the fiction that he's just rich?
I do actually have like a gift card that I still have.
Oh, perfect. Uh-huh. I like that
better. Nice. That you stole, did you say?
No. No, I got it from my grandma
on
my birthday last year. So I think
it should
be enough for all of us.
Enough for popcorn?
I think there's a little, there should be enough for a little bit of popcorn.
Just
wow, that's
small.
A big...
No butter.
Bogdan takes his ticket. Yep.
You head into the theater proper. You head into the back door that would lead up to the projectionist booth.
And Bogdan's like leading with his club.
Yeah.
Like he's shaking. He's got it like clutched over his shoulder. He's ready to swing it at whatever comes around the corner because this has been a creepy day.
And Dandelion swings the door open with no fear.
Are movies projections anymore?
This is an old school theater,
yeah,
maybe.
Very old school.
Maybe they're holograms, like it's 3D
right.
In it.
Yeah.
Someone's still got to run some.
Mm-hmm.
It's vintage.
There's the man up in the control room. Well, you enter into the control room and there's a machine pointed through the window at the screen on the far end.
A black and white hologram.
For all the injustices in this future, the one good part of this timeline is that Tanner Zipchen was never let go. So you see, you see the hologram of Tanner 3.0 on the screen.
Geez. His great, great grandson. Yeah.
That is like,
it's a dynasty
real
now.
Yeah. Deep Canadian cut there.
Anyway, you see a man sitting behind the control booth. He's got a name tag on that says Henry J. And you see he's mostly unremarkable, except that he seems to actually be really heavily cybered, which is surprising for somebody working in a movie theater. Both arms are cybernetic, and you see probably some cybernetic eyes or something to that effect as well. And he goes, oh, who are you guys?
Oh, thank God. Are you Henry Jericho?
That's what my mama calls me.
Okay, thank you. So we have this package for you. If you could please accept it.
Who's it from?
The Passing Angel Axiom sends its regards.
You didn't need to be all intimidated. He immediately jumps from his chair.
Oh my God.
And barrels past the guys and out into the hallway.
Bogdan hits him with the club.
Well, neat.
Oh my God.
Can I assist? Because I think I'm going to try to arm check this.
Oh no.
I think this dice only rolls one.
I got a 7 though.
All right.
Triple B like grabs onto one of his arms.
Yeah, I'm arm checking the dude.
And then Bogdan like whacks him in the kneecap.
Oh, gee.
With the club. Bogdan sure. Probably also gets like barreled backwards and hits his head on a big canister of like projection film or something like that.
He collapses to the ground, shouting and grabbing his knee and screaming and says, no, no, you can't. You don't know what they'll do to me. You can't.
What's in the box?
It's a movie box. I'll get it.
Sorry, I had to. I am curious. So Triple B just shakes the box in his face.
Ah, no.
Just please accept it. We really need this to work out.
Just sign for the package and we'll be out of here, man.
He starts trying to crawl out of there.
All just right. Open the box. Like, just maybe just open it. Maybe.
Let's open it together.
What is Wilkie doing?
Looking at his phone.
Good job, Wilkie.
Bogdan, like, rips the box out of Triple B's hands.
Hey.
And just, like, takes his car keys and cuts the tape on it and opens it up.
All right.
I turn to Wilkie because I have a weird feeling. And I say, just so you know, I'm not part of this. And I really believe in the passing angel axiom, and I don't, like, I just wanted to deliver this package. And I'm, like, shaking Wilkie's shoulders.
He looks up at you and says, noted. And Bogdan tears open the box with his keys, and there is immediately a bright flash of light. First white, and then very sharply red. And then white again, and then it fades, and it takes a little while for your eyes to adjust. And when they do, you see a quickly cauterized wound in the back of Henry's head. Looks like something burned through the back of his skull.
Wow.
Is he dead?
Very.
Oh. Oh.
Bogdan's just like,
holy smokes.
Oh my God, 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 oh my God. I'm going to go to my car and I'm going to drive home.
Can I get a ride?
Yes.
No, yes. Triple B looks at the body. He's like, donuts weren't that good.
Oh my God, Triple B. Well, let's end on that. Thank you for listening to The House of Bob. Before I do the usual spiel, just wanted to give you a heads up that the next 2 or 3 releases will be a D&D 5e one-shot, DM'd by Sean. That'll take us into June, at which point we plan to resume Blackout. We'd like to thank our Patreon members for their continuing support. It includes Volt, Luke Conroy, Sylvia Douglas, Mike from the Tales from the Glass Carded World podcast, Kieran Duffy, Jessica, Bucket12, Robert, Tom Wesley, and Ray Kearney. Thanks very much. Artwork for this episode was by Schubert, at SchubertTweet on Twitter. Audio production by Alex of Astronomic Audio. Music by John Julius, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution, and a special thanks to Hamish Cameron for designing the Sprawl RPG system. That's it for now. Have a great day, everybody. Roll on.
Grip it and rip it.
Rip it.
Rip it and rip it.